all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Folks, back here on the Boss Man Show, good friend of the show, buddy of mine, Coach Matt Figure at Austin Peay. Coach Figure, good to see you, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm hanging in there. How about yourself, pal?
Hey, Coach, it's been a heck of a 5 months, man. Being at home, much as I have, is strange for me. You know how I'm on the road, man. It's been weird for me.
Yeah, I can only imagine because, you know, during the NBA season, you're city to city, town to town, man. You're always on the roll. You're the circus, man.
Yeah, you got that right. I'll find something to come see you guys play on my off day on Thursday. So you know how that is, man. So yeah, being at home doing yard work, man, stuff I've never had to do in a long time, man. But I'm not used to it yet.
You know, all that time you spent on the road, you never thought you'd be relegated to a maintenance man.
You got that right. You got that right, Coach. Now, for you guys, man, March 11th, which is my birthday, when everything went all straight down the drain, man, how did you and your staff kind of help the guys, man, relate, deal with this? I know you just had an OVCC tournament the week prior to that. So how was that process for you guys, man?
Well, I'll be honest. I'm not going to sit here and lie and tell you that it was a bed of roses or anything. You know, we had – you know, just so much unknown and confusion. The first 3 weeks was pretty hard. With just our team had lost in the semifinals, and we had spring break. and the NCAA tournament wasn't supposed to happen for, you know, another 10 days or so. So our kids, I let our kids go home for spring break, knowing that, that, you know, there were some possibilities of postseason invitations out there for us. And then everything started shutting down. I was actually in Atlanta recruiting on that Tuesday when, you know, everything started going haywire. And it just went from there. And so, you know, it every morning you woke up, it's a new game plan. And that's kind of what this this pandemic has brought on to us, is that, you know, there's no written playbook for what to do next. And so I tell my guys, you know, the only thing you can do is just kind of go with what's happening, because, you know, we may play a team that's never showed a 1-3-1 zone in 10 previous games, and we come out of a timeout and they're in a 1-3-1 zone. So we've got to learn how to adjust. And that's kind of how we've played it. And I give credit to my guys for being – kids are resilient sometimes, man. We as – the older we get, man, sometimes, you know, we overthink everything.
Most definitely.
Positive or negative, we overthink it. And, you know, I have found that these guys are just wanting to hoop, man. That's that they want to play. And so, you know, without basketball, you know, a lot of these young men, their identities right now have been taken from them. And so they're trying to figure out who they are. And the best way they can figure out who they are is by playing basketball. So they've been really eager to get back on the court.
And I can only imagine going from being on campus to having to learn virtually in the middle of a semester, keep the grades up. So I know how it had to be hard for you to make sure the young men had support staff and academic advisors to make sure their grades stayed up, having to go back home and deal with all those things of being back home and trying to be school at the same time.
Well, this is where, again, I've got great kids and Katie Etheridge, who is in charge of our academics. She is terrific. And, you know, we ended up having a 3.554 team GPA at the end of the semester.
Great.
So, you know, that's something to, even in hard times, we were able to persevere through things and record a team GPA like that. It means to tell you how committed these kids are to being not only athletes, but student athletes.
Most definitely. And one thing I watched your team all year come to the games, your guys were together. Even guys weren't playing, they were together. So dealing with this pandemic, dealing with the changes, your team is used to adversity from what I could tell from being around them a little. I was around them. So I can see why your guys would persevere and get that high GPA, even though they've put in a bad situation they couldn't have had no control over.
Yeah, you know, I think everyone around us, we've tried to establish a culture of caring for one another. And, you know, I think when you have caring, I think you can overcome when people truly care about each other, that even the toughest times, as long as you're together, you know, you can overcome anything. And it may be hard. You know, I always tell my guys this, David was walking through the valley. It doesn't mean he was staying in the valley. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible quote, it says, you know, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, he says he's walking through it. He's not in it. He's not staying in it. So, you know, I kind of try to use that with our guys. There's a lot of valleys we're going to walk through. Let's just not get stuck in the valley.
You got that right. And, you know, I think this will help these young men for life, Coach, because 2020 has been a weird year. It's August now. You know, it's been longer than August already. But these young men, for the rest of their lives, to be fair to say 2020, I got through the hardest year probably of my life I'm going to deal with for a long time in my life. So these young men, this year, while it's bad on its face, but they'll grow from this down the road, in my opinion, Coach.
No question. And here's one thing, JR, that people don't – that, you know, we don't realize is and that's because social media and more media coverage and things have made things to be really traumatic, which they are. I mean, you know, we're in a in a time of pandemics and divisiveness and things like that. But if you go through the history books and you look through history, it happens about every decade. Something happens, you know, whether it be in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever. There's something that happens that changes the world.
Most definitely.
And I'm hoping and I pray that this, what we're going through right now, changes the world again. And every time there's been change, it's been for the good. You know, change in the 60s brought some better things in the 70s. Change in the 70s brought better things in the 80s, and so forth and so on. And, you know, I'm hoping that we learn from what's going on here and, you know, and humanity, and we get back just to being people who love one another. And I think this pandemic has brought families together and things like that. And, you know, probably on the flip side, it probably made a couple of people realize that they had to go into the transfer portal and get away from one another too. So
I think I've lived both, Coach, already. I've lived both. You know, like you say, like I said earlier, I haven't been home as much ever since I've been in the media, 8 years. You know, being home as much for me has been weird, you know. But it's allowed me, like you said, to reevaluate my life, reevaluate things I'm doing in my life, but spend time with my godfather, who's in his 70s, so I haven't spent time with him forever, my uncle. So it's been good in that sense, and also getting a chance for me to get back and, you know, reevaluate how to do the radio show and how to help people in here in Atlanta, you know, because the city's hurting here in Atlanta. A lot of the Hawks, you know, a lot of people had jobs working at the arena. I don't have jobs right now, so trying to help those find jobs. So I think it's been good for me to actually help the community more than just be a voice, not actually be actively, not can't do it out in public per se, but feel my strings I have, my attachments, I can help people out in that way.
Yeah, no, you have a voice yourself. People listen to you. And so you're able to help influence people. And you also can be a person that may help someone that you don't even know you're helping them in their time of need, just by your words. So, you know, you have a great platform, and I know you handle it with class. And so you bring everybody together through basketball, but also through, you know, camaraderie and your true caring for people you know, not ever, you're a guy that's not ever been a stranger to anyone. So
you got that right.
Yeah, always accessible. Great gift to have.
Always accessible. I give listeners my phone number, you know, they have my number to call me whenever, which many hosts don't do that. You can call me whenever. I'll get back to you when I can, but I will call you back eventually and text you back when I can. So I've always felt like, hey, that's the way we got to do it, because the Lord's blessed me with a platform, 33 years old, with, you know, 1.1 listeners in Atlanta from Chattanooga to Macon. I have to use my voice for good and speak truth to power and help people.
You know, that's a great thing you're doing right now. You can help, you know, educate and bring people together to listen to your show.
Most definitely. And Coach, for your young men, I know when they was away from you, you probably weren't worrying about their shape and getting the hoops, somebody not have hoops to get to when it was everything shut down. So now that they're back on campus, how have you been trying to catch those guys up on strength and conditioning wise and getting their basketball legs back under them?
Very slowly. Very, very slowly. The thing I don't want to do right now is overloading. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to bring on an unnecessary injury, because there's still uncertainty of if and when we play. I'm very transparent with my players about that. I do think we will have a season. When it starts, I don't know. Right now we're just trying to get the old phrase, getting their sea legs out of them and try to get them back into some on the court shape. And so my job right now is just to, you know, kind of baby feed them and teach them how to crawl before they walk again. So, you know, I do have some kids that redshirted from injuries and stuff last year. And so my whole thing is I don't want to get them hurt again. So, you know, we're trying to take it as slow as we can. Watch film, work on some individuals, keep them at low risk.
Most definitely, because what the worst thing you want to do is have a guy get hurt. And that was my concern with the NBA bubble, which has been shocking. Guys not really been guy getting hurt with those leg injuries, those nagging ankles, which you would think been off 1.5 months. The guys would be hurt playing at a high level that they're doing in Orlando. So, but your young men who are not as developed as those guys are, it's great that you're taking them little baby steps here, small bites here, and keep those guys from getting hurt, because they go too hard. You can have an Achilles or an ankle or a knee, which will put them back another year. And you don't want that.
Yeah, sure. No. That's the last thing I want to do right now is to put any unneeded risk on them, especially because, you know, with the pandemic, you know, you don't know what other health risks that you put them in. So I got to try to minimize those things as well.
Now, Coach, how have you been trying to talk to the young men about just – you having to say no to stuff you want to say yes to? You can't go out and have a social life in Clarksville or up Fort Campbell or everyone or coming down to Nashville. You have to really stay in our little bubble in Clarksville amongst the team and protect everybody, because one mistake can ruin for anybody. We can spread this thing like a wildfire to the whole team, and we're all messed up. So how have your staff really been trying to tell the young men about, hey, one bad mistake can harm us all?
Our university has laid out a pretty good plan to try to protect our student athletes. They are 18 to 22 year old young adults. So sometimes that is easier said than done. And I've went through all these stages, you know, before the kids reported, you know, and they were calling the 18 to 20 year olds the super carriers, and, you know, they're kind of trying to defy, you know, the CDC and all this stuff. You know, I was in Destin, and they were kids having parties on the beach and things like that. And, you know, the thing is that the unknown, which I tell them, the unknown is what we don't know. We don't know what is going to be the future of this virus. You know, we don't know the effects of it. So let's control everything we can control. And, you know, like, you know, don't eat in restaurants. Get your food to go. Wear your mask every time you're out in public. You know, wash your hands. You know, those type of things. And if you don't feel well, let me know, and let's get it figured out. But just, you got to be very cautious of who you associate. Don't get in gatherings, things like that. And I'm really fortunate. I got the trust of my players that have followed that.
Oh, definitely. That's very lucky. And I also want to ask you, Coach, you know, I know you lost the coach, and Sergio was a great guy. I loved talking to him when I was around the team. How did a new assistant coach take his place? Tell us a little bit about him, what he brings to your staff to join with Nikita and Daryl.
I hired Rod Clark, who is who I think is a great young and up and coming assistant coach. He's got a great background at Sprinkles, from, you know, Division One to the grassroots. He was a coach at Sunrise Christian, which is one of the prominent prep schools in the country. And also he is tied in with affiliation out of Kansas City, MOCAN, which is one of the top EYBL teams in the Nike circuit. So he's got, and he's young, and he's got a lot of enthusiasm and you know, one of these future hungry guys that want to get in the trenches and work. And so, you know, in replacing a staff member, you got to figure out what's best for your team. And I brought in a person I think that will be available for my guys around the clock. These kids need attention, I've gotten to an age now, I realize that my players look at me in a different view than they did when I was 20 some years old or in my early 30s. So by having youth around you as a coach, those kids, they understand that they can identify with them a little bit. So I decided I wanted to bring in a guy closer to the players' ages that will get them out and work out with them and things like that. So I think he's a great addition to our staff.
I ask you, how is Coach Martin and Michael Beasley doing? I know they both had COVID-19. I know you're close to both of those guys. So how have they been doing? How have they told you how they recovered and everything's going with them?
Well, I was actually with Frank last week, and you know, he seems to be doing well. No side effects or anything so far that I know of. I haven't talked to Bees in a while. I hated it for him, that, you know, he, you know, he got signed by the Nets and, you know, hasn't been able to participate. So, I hope he's got another chance in him to prove who he is.
Looking forward to see, hopefully we'll see Chris Silva tomorrow when Miami plays Indiana. So they're playing the first round of playoffs. Hopefully they're nothing to play for. Hopefully we'll see Chris play some heavy minutes on Friday there, and hopefully he'll could represent for you guys. And I know we talked about him last week on the show, but I feel like he's going to really help that team down the road here. He really earned that contract they gave him, and he really helped those that young team down the road here going forward.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, Chris's opportunity will come. I think that he have a great belief in him. You know, it's been good to see some of our former players, Sedaris Thornwell with the Pelicans and P.J. Dozier with the Nuggets, and Rodney Magruder hit a game-winning shot the other night with the Clippers. So, got a chance to enjoy some basketball and see some of the guys I've been able to come in contact with my career that's done, you know, that's been in the bubble and has, you know, been having the opportunity to keep fulfilling their dream as a basketball player.
Now, Coach, I had on Carl Massarello when I talked to Cliff Warren and Rob Lanier, of course, about what's been going on with George Floyd and the situation with all the murders and the numbers in the country. How have you handled that with your team? Because I know a lot of young men don't understand, hopefully, what's going on. They've seen a lot of the videos. They don't really delve into the politics and all that kind of stuff. But how have you and your staff trying to teach the young men about how they can move forward together as one and come together and that we're building as a country, and that we're not, everybody's bad, that there are some bad apples out here, but we all come together and be as one and fight this fight together for equality for all.
Well, just through education, you know, after the George Floyd tragic incident, you know, there was riots around the country. And I decided to bring a friend of mine who is the commander of the Miami, City of Miami Police Department, chief commander, and he does some stuff with the Miami Heat, and he has a slogan, bringing communities together one dribble at a time. And he was a former Division I basketball player, and he's also an officer of the law. And it was just, you know, education of things that our kids need to be aware of, and places they need to be aware of not being, and, you know, being cooperative with authority figures and things like that. And you know, just, you know, engaging with education. And I think that's, the more we educate our kids, the more, you know, they know and understand certain things. Because like you said, I don't believe that you know, people are bad. There are, you know, as we are as a race, there's not bad lawyers or bad, you know, politicians or whatever. You know, there are, as a whole, there's a few bad apples in everything you do, just as in coaching. I mean, you know, I think coaches are great mentors, but there are a few people in the coaching profession that, you know, that have issues, and it's every walk of life. And so
definitely,
all you can do is educate, man, and hope these guys, when decision times are made for them, that they make proper decisions to education. And that's all I try to preach to my guys.
And they're lucky to have you, because you're a measured man. You're a measured man of character and principle and a faith. So look, you have a coach like you who has a rationale to talk to these issues and help them out, because a lot, some coaches don't have the wherewithal to do it. And you can, which I admire you for, because your guys are in good hands with you for sure.
I appreciate that. I feel like that life experiences, you know, I'll say this and I may take some slack for it, but you know, I can identify with a lot of my players, because I think sometimes people make a big deal and of race, and it's a very sensitive thing. But I think people have more in common with one another from backgrounds.
Most definitely.
You know, how you were raised and where you came from and how your home life was. And I think that's more, you know, bonding than anything else. And so, you know, I feel like I grew up like a lot of these young men did. And you know, that's something for me and them to share that we share together. But I feel like I have a closeness and a bond because I know, although I'm not African American, never been, I understand what it's like to grow up in situations that are hard as a child, and so I feel like I can identify with those guys, and they believe that, and that's where we have our trust and bond.
No, you're right, Coach, and I've said this on the air too, that many blacks and whites have the similar experiences. We just have different skin colors, which shouldn't be an issue, but it is in this country still. To this, we're working on that issue. So, no, you're right, Coach, because I feel like we all have different scenarios, a lot of some scenarios, different backgrounds, having to struggle when we grew up and having to fight and scratch and claw for whatever we get. So, no, you're right, Coach. A lot of things we all have in common is just different experiences, different backgrounds, like you said.
No, that's it. And I think the one thing that keeps people in that situation or keeps people down is ignorance, and so we got to educate. We got to get educated, man. I'm talking about everybody. Everybody has to learn and be educated about situations, or we're always going to respond to the same situation over and over the same way. And we've got to educate, man. We got to educate ourselves. We got to educate others. You know, we're not trying to influence people like us. We're trying to influence other people. So you got when you're saying things, you got to be educated what you say.
Most definitely, and I thought this, Coach, for me, travel baseball. I met my first white person when I was 7 years old, Coach, in 94, right? So it took sports to teach me about another race, because before I was 7 years old, I had never been around any white people before in my life. But to travel baseball, and also I thought sports is a perfect bridge to bring everybody together and get each other to talk to each other about their backgrounds, experiences. Because when you come as a team, you're about Austin Peay or the Atlanta Hawks, not about J.R. Matt or Terry Taylor. It's about the team. We're trying to win the game together, so that brings us together. It's one, we can learn from each other about our backgrounds, where we came from, what got us to the point we are today. So I thought sports is a great bridge. Sports taught me about another race, and I can do that for the guys on your team and other people who come out from Europe or Africa, whoever, come to your team and can learn about each other because of basketball.
I 100% agree. I think it's a I think sports, and that's why I think, you know, America needs to follow the model of sports, is because, you know, I may have said this before on your show. I it don't matter if you're rich, poor, black, white, Hispanic or whatever. If you've got the common goal, and that's the definition of a team, coming together for one common goal, you're able to withstand and overlook other things that in normal society that people don't overlook. And I from a kid, I still remember seeing rich people and poor people standing side by side during a sporting event, black, white, rich, poor, and high-fiving and hugging one another because their favorite team was winning. And so, you know, there's something that's very powerful that I think we as Americans should watch. And it's a short documentary on the 30 for 30s, and JR, you should watch it. It's really, and I watched it a couple weeks ago, and it just shows you where our country was at. It's called The First Pitch.
Okay.
Where the president throws out the first pitch in the World Series back in New York after 9/11. And if you watch that video, In October 27th of 2001, you go back and watch that video, and you will see the strength of America and people as a whole, of loving one another. It's incredible. And we have got to somehow – that was through tragedy, you know, of 9/11. We have got to somehow, as a country, get back to where we were when after 9/11 happened, where – it didn't matter what you were as your race, you loved your brother and sister to the left and right of you. And we've got to get back to that.
Well, Coach, that's why I've dedicated myself to use this platform here I have since George Floyd's incident to help bring us together, because I know sports can do it. I know I'm liked by everybody around here. For the most part, nobody doesn't like me around here. So I flagged it, using this platform for good, man, and celebrating sports, but also giving everybody a chance to see about life as well. See how you and I are friends, and how me and Carmen Macerola are friends, or me and Bruce Pearl are friends, because it doesn't matter what race we are. We have a common goal. We love sports. We're cool guys. A lot in common. So I feel like that's what we show our listeners and our country, that We are all as one. We all been the same blood. There's different skin colors. We're all the same. We all been the same red blood. We're all Americans. All we want the same goal of everybody having the best life they possibly can.
That's well said, pal. You can't say it any better.
Well, Coach Fig, man, hope to see you real soon, buddy. I hope when this thing ends, we can get some game skills to come up there and see you. Like I told you off the air, man, I'll be remote this year since we got the bubbles things coming in the NBA. So I better sneak up there and see you guys more often now, man, without having been on the road so much.
Well, come on up anytime, brother.
All right, Coach, be good. Talk to you real soon, brother.
Thank you, man.
All right, it's Matt Figger on the ball.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clix Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clix Sports Bar, Memphis.